In Gemara and Tainas, Daf Hamad Beis, it brings down a Peldik of Memra. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. In fact, the Gemara Amalei b'chi b'chdi safta safdanaya b'chantin chantaya b'kavar kavaya. In fact, the Gemara, so was it for nothing that they remasped him, they eulogized him, they rechonet him, they buried him? How could it be that they did all these things if he didn't die? So the Gemara answers, Amalei mikra ni darish, I'm darishing a pasuk. Shenamar v'ato altira abdi Yaakov nu mashem v'altechas Yisrael v'chulei. And it makes a drasha, a hekesh, to teach us that Yaakov v'inu taka didn't die. And the shankav atayra of the Gemara is difficult to understand. The Gemara first says he didn't die. And then the Makshan asks, well, we see Beferish that they were chenet him, they buried him, they were masped him. And he answers, well, I'm darshining a pasuk. Okay, he's darshining a pasuk, but how do you answer the kasha? If we see Beferish that Rashi brings down, these are psukim over here, that they were chenet him, they were masped him. How do you answer these psukim? What does it help to say Mikrani Darish? End of the day, it's shver, what's the pshat in these psukim? And another kasha is, you find Lechai Beferish of psukim, there's Beferish of psukim in Chumash that say the Yaakov did die. There's a pasuk in Vayechi, Perek Nun Pasuk Tezav, V'yirachi Yosef Ki Meis Aviyim, it says over there in Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Chafaf, Hine Anoichi Meis V'haya Elokim Imachem. Yaakov Avinu himself is saying he's going to die, and the Ramban over there asks the kasha, it's mashma that he did die. So how do we fit in these psukim with what we're saying over there, Yaakov Avinu was Loi Meis? And Bechlal, about it needs beer, what's the pshat in this? What does it mean Yaakov Avinu didn't die? Does it mean Kipshut they didn't die? What's the hezber in that? And there's a beautiful hezber, a very sadistic hezber from a footner, which he writes in the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach in Maimon Nun Beis. And this is really based on a yesod from the Maharal, Gevuras Hashem, which is a yesod gadol in understanding b'chol different things that Chazal say in Agadita. And he's masber based on the Maharal like this. He says that we know that in Torah there are four different ways, four main ways to darshan the Torah. There's pshat, there's remez, there's drash, and sod. And he says that people make a mistake. People think that these are just different ways, mechanisms of arriving at the pshat we want to get to. You could get it through pshat, you could get it through a drash, or a remez, or a soid. But once you get to the idea, there's no chilik in the content of the idea, whether you got it through the mahalach of pshat, or remez, or drash. It's just a different way of getting there, but the idea itself is the same. He says people think that it's kain what we have in the Olam HaChulin. In the Olam HaChulin, also there's a musig of pshat and a musig of soid. You could tell somebody a secret, or you could tell it to him straight out. So when you give over information to somebody else, whether you tell it straight out or you tell it as a secret, that doesn't affect the information. The information that he received at the end of the day is the same. The question is just what was the means of communication? Did you communicate through a secret or did you communicate straight out? So people think within Torah it's the same thing. Pshat and Sod are two different ways to derive, to get to a certain idea, but how you got to it does not affect the essence of what you're trying to get to. But Rav Funder says, I'll pee the morale, that that's not true. The truth is that how you darshan something in the Torah affects the metzias of what it is that you're darshaning from that mahalach alimut. He says that there's many different ilamas. There's different ilamas. There's the island we live in down here, the regular physical world that we see, and then there's higher ilamas, there's four main ilamas, but there's ilamas elyanim that go all the way up to the kisei hakavod, things that are beyond us, things that we don't understand. And he says when Chazal darshan something through pshat, meaning when it's pshat in the pasuk, that means whatever they're saying is something that happened in a physical sense, in a literal sense here in this world, something we could see, something we could relate to. But when they darshan something from a drasha, that means that whatever they're saying is happening didn't necessarily happen in the olam hapshat, in the physical world that we see, but it happened in a higher olam, in a different bechina, in something that we can't fully relate to, we can't fully understand or see with our enei basar, enei hasechel. It's something that goes a little beyond that. If it's darshan through remez, it's even a higher olam. And if it's darshan through sight, it's even yet a higher olam, different olamas that are beyond the physical world that we live in. And he says that's the hezbo over here in the Gemara. When the Gemara says originally Yaakov Avinu loy meis, the Makshan understood that he's saying a kapshuta, he's saying a fact in the olam hapshat, the Yaakov didn't die. He literally didn't die. So, in fact, the Gemara kasha, what do you mean? V'chi b'chdi sabda sabdayim chandachataya, how could you tell me he didn't die? We have Beferish Pesukim saying that they were masped him, they were chenet him, they were kaiver him, they buried him. Obviously, he did die. How could you say he didn't die? So the Gemara says back to him, he says, no, you're making a mistake. Amalei mikra ani darish. He says, I didn't mean to say in the olam hapshat that he didn't die. I'm not quoting a beferish of pasuk that he didn't die. I'm making a drasha, I'm making a hekesh. I'm making the olam hadrash, he didn't die. So if the fact that he didn't die is derived from a drasha, from a hekesh, from the olam hadrash, that means that that statement that Yaakov Elohim Meis shouldn't be taken to be understood that he didn't die in the Olam Hapshat, in the physical world that we live in. In that world, he taka did die, but in the Olam Hadrash, in a higher Olam, in a certain higher Bechina, different level, he did die, and he did not die, and that's what it means, Yaakov Elohim Meis. And that's why he's answering the Kasha. He's saying, yeah, you have Sukkim saying that he did die, that's in the Olam Hapshat, and in the world of Pshat, but in the Olam Hadrash, in the world of Drash, in a higher Olam, over there, there's some type of Bechina, some type of Inyan, the Yaakov Avinu didn't die, and that's why I think it's not Shver from these other psukim as well. We find Beferish and Vayechi, the Yaakov Avinu did die, the Tarz made that he died. Those are psukim, that's in the Olam Hapshat. In the Olam Hapshat, he did die. But in the Olam Hadrash, in a higher Bechina, Yitaki didn't die. Now, what do these Olamas mean? As Avinu writes, we don't have a Hasaga, we don't understand what goes on in these other Olamas, but it gives us a little bit of an idea that there's something deeper going on over here in Yaakov Avinu Loimes. It's not physically in our world, but it's in a higher Olam, in a Bechina Elyayna. Now, this pshat that he says based on the Maral, Avinu writes that he got this B'shem Kedosha Elyon. Kedosha Elyon, Heliga, Yidden, were Makabal this Yasid and be Mevar Sigi of Yaakov Elohim Meis. He does not tell us who these Kedosha Elyon are, but I have a feeling that he's referring to the Chidush Arim. The Chidush Arim, Mamash in Parshas VeYishlach, says as Hezber pretty much in the Indian of Yaakov Elohim Meis, and that's Mistama, the Kedosha Elyon that he is referring to. So this is a shtickle glimpse into what it means, Yaakov Elohim Meis. Ein lanu chelik b'nistaris, we don't fully understand these things, but a little bit of an idea what it means, that there's different Olamas and the Mechuvim to the different Eifanim, how we darshan the Torah, and that is the beer in Yaakov Avinu Elohim Meis.